Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
One of the most challenging issues on American conservation agendas involves the control of invasive species. Those plants and animals native to other parts of the world that disrupt ecosystems when introduced accidentally or intentionally in some cases. Invasive species impact natural energy cycles, wreak havoc with native species, and have economic impacts measured in billions of dollars annually. In Louisiana, we confront water hyacinth and giant salvinia that clog waterways, Chinese tallow trees that preempt forest habitat, Formosan termites that eat live trees, and nutria that consume marshlands. The natural homes of these pests are thousands of miles from the Bayou State. An aspect of the invasive species issue that is rarely mentioned in the United States pertains to those species that originate here but become problems elsewhere. In other words, not only are we recipients of invasive species, we are also donors to other parts of the world. A classic example is North American gray squirrels that were released in the British Isles. There, they have few natural predators, they outcompete the native red squirrels, and harbor a virus fatal to the reds. Eradication efforts to date have been unsuccessful, and British celebrity chefs are now promoting the idea of eating gray squirrels, similar to the efforts of Cajun chefs to control nutria. Additionally, mink, Canada goose, ruddy duck, rainbow trout, several moth species, jewel weed, evening primrose, and duckweed from America are considered invasive species in the British Isles. American bullfrogs and mosquito fish, a small minnow common in Louisiana bayous, cause problems in Asia. Broom sedge grass from America displaces native plants in Japan and Australia. The signal crawfish, a species found west of the Rocky Mountains, is in the process of ousting native crawfish across Europe. The United States has even become a secondary source of invasive species. Fire ants arrived here from South America in the 1930s and now have a $6 billion annual economic impact. Genetic tests on fire ants in the recently invaded countries of China and Australia indicate they came from the United States rather than South America. Whether we are recipients or donors of invasive species, most problems result from human tinkering with nature, good intentions notwithstanding.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced at the studios of KEDM Public Radio.